Yay! Hello, gorgeous. Welcome to the Sacred Circle. We are live. I am so glad that you are here in this waxing gibbous energy as we head to the pink full moon. I am Abiola Abrams, and this is the orientation for my new program, The Priestesshood. So I like to do my orientations publicly because people are still figuring out signing into learning portals and all of those things, but it also gives folks a sneak peek who may be interested in coming into an assignment. That's what this course is. It is a sacred assignment. It is called The Priestesshood, and I have been chatting with you all week, the folks who are in alignment with this program, and I am so excited about this upcoming journey. So excited about this upcoming journey. And I think that this is going to be a life-changing experience for those who I'm in alignment with you and you are in alignment with me. So let me just say this now, and I'm going to say this a little bit later as well. So first of all, hit the share button, put some positivity on your timeline. This is going to be a really intense and powerful and beautiful journey, life-changing journey, as I said. But I really wanted to just say with my full love and heart, because this is a by invitation only program. So you'll see in the comments the link that is the information page. And I ask you to please don't sign up without contacting me. Drop me an email. The easiest email address is abiolaabrams@gmail.com. Let me know a little bit about you and let's see if it's a fit. If you have received an email from me, directly from me, not from someone else on my team, from me saying that this is not a fit right now, just like the email says, it is not a judgment on you. You are amazing. You are incredible. You are complete. And I would love to work with you in another cycle. It's just that this is the inaugural class for this program. And so it is going to be a very powerful energy, a very powerful class. And so I wanted a small, sacred, powerful container of folks to begin the journey. Okay. So if for whatever reason, if it's not a fit right now, don't worry about it. It'll be a fit in the future. And that's okay. And that is perfectly okay. All right. So I'm looking forward to doing this with you. I have here first, we are going to do an unboxing of my new book. Before we get into what the program is, I have some props. Let me just show you something just to titillate you about what we're going to be talking about today. So there's a little titillation, a little teasing of what is to come. But first, I wanted to just do an unboxing of my new book, From Imagination to Reality. So this is a copy that I had printed up. As you see, there's nothing on the back, there's nothing inside. I had this printed on Etsy. And if you are writing a book or doing something creative, having a visual of it while you are manifesting it, while you are creating it, is very powerful for your mindset, for your spirit set, for your heart set, but it's also powerful juju as well. All right. Okay. So this is not a, let's unbox, let's open. It's not a true unboxing as I like to do because someone else got to unbox first because they sent it by accident to my old address and she sent me a picture. The person who's in my apartment, my old apartment, was kind enough to do that. And then we got it here now at my new place, but it's still very exciting. So here is my new book. Yay. And I guess it's upside down because this is the back. And ta-da! There she is. She comes out in about a month, From Imagination to Reality. I'm so excited. Smells good. Smells good. This is a new book, From Imagination to Reality. Secret Manifestation Lessons and the Law of Assumption from Abdullah, Master Alchemist. Abdullah was a teacher of manifestation 100 years ago in New York City. And so here is his knowledge from my heart, soul, channeled and gifted here for all of us. So I'm so excited. Finally finished recording the audiobook this week. Yay. And so here's the book. So let's see, how did they do on the copy? They did a good job. They did a great job. Looks close. The one thing that unfortunately is not in alignment when the person sent me, the beautiful goddess who's in my home sent me the picture, we saw that there, my website on the back, my site has a missing letter. It says womanifesting instead of womanifesting. And I can't even be angry at anybody because I looked at it and approved it. So there you go. So somehow that went through lots of different eyes, but it's all good. It's all good. It is beautiful, and I am grateful, and I am happy. And may everyone who touches this book in any form, in any format, have their dreams come true. May anyone who touches this book in any format know how powerful they are. May anyone who encounters even a page or a word or a moment from this book remember who they really are. May anyone who in any way has any contact with the audiobook, the Kindle, a page, the website, a meditation, anything in alignment with this book, be reminded of the ancestral wisdom, not only of Abdullah, but of your own ancestors. May anyone who comes in contact with this book in any way, shape, or form, reclaim your power, manifest your greatness, reclaim your voice, and have the most beautiful, rich, prosperous, love-filled, healthy, strong, happy life, happiest life imaginable. Ashe, ashe, ashe. Ooh, okay, all right, so let's begin. Oh, I got full body chills. Let's begin. So this is the orientation, as I said, for the priestesshood. This program has been a long time in coming, and it is a program of rituals, a program of ceremony, a program of reclaiming your power and reclaiming your truth. And I put together a definition of what a priestess is, because I had so many definitions, and the dictionary definition just does not suffice. It really, really doesn't. So I wanted to read to you what the definition is of a priestess that we are working with here as a sacred circle. Okay, so here is what a priestess is. Okay, a priestess is a divine way shower. Type into the comments, way shower. Don't worry about spelling ever. A divine way shower. A priestess is an empathetic shaman. Type into the comments, shaman. Yes. A priestess is a priestess even before you do your priestess work, even before you are aware of your calling, even, you know, when you were a baby priestess in kindergarten, negotiating over crayons and consoling someone who is crying into their milk, you were already a priestess. A priestess is a guardian, type into the comments, guardian of ancient wisdom and a conduit, okay, guiding others toward spiritual awakening. A priestess may or may not be aware of her own spiritual awakening because it's so much already a part of you that you may not have had the shift that other people, a lot of people have a spiritual awakening as a clear moment of before and afterward. Some priestesses and shaman do, some do not, okay? Either way, it is fully in alignment with you. So again, a guardian of ancient wisdom and a conduit guiding others towards spiritual awakening with her deep intuition and sensitivity. Type into the comments, intuition and sensitivity. Intuition and sensitivity. We have been taught in a lot of ways in Western culture that sensitivity, that vulnerability is a bad thing, where that's exactly where our superpower lies. And so reclaiming that divine feminine energy, reclaiming that divine feminine self, the strength through softness, through openness, through receptivity, through being in alignment with the natural elements and the natural rhythms are all parts of priestessing. A priestess is empowered by her connection to the rhythms of nature. A priestess uses her gifts to heal, to inspire, and to manifest miracles for herself and for her circle, be her circle her family or her town, city, country, tribe, whatever, her circle as she defines circle, okay? A priestess embodies goddess energy, serving as a mentor, a healer. Type into the comments healer. I think that this is an important word to type because it's an activated word, a word. There are certain words that make us feel uncomfortable, and that is a good thing. Okay, type into the comments the word healer. Just see it. Just get comfortable with it. Okay. So again, she embodies the goddess energy, serving as a mentor, a healer, and a visionary leader. Leader is another of those scary words. Type into the comments the word leader. I know it is a scary word. Leader, yes, leader. Reclamation is what we are doing. Leader, okay? You may be doing this work in this program for a public calling, but you may also be doing this work for a private calling. And again, either is fully and completely in alignment. Okay, so visionary leader, inspiring all who seek to awaken their own divine potential. Type into the comments, divine potential. Divine potential. Yes. You coming into alignment with the divine to awaken your divine potential. And so this sacred container, the reason why it had to be this intimate group for this first group is because the things that we are talking about, stepping into your power to hold space for others who are having challenging times, who are dealing with their own fears, who are out of alignment, perhaps, dealing with your own stuff, in addition to holding sacred containers for others, is not a light, you know, fun cause, even though obviously there are moments of fun and joy and lightness within it. That there, the full, you are being called upon to step into the full range of your power. And that's why I said in the last conversation that I am not in this program going to coddle you. I am here to hold space for you and with you. I am here to help you to elevate and step more firmly into who you are. I help you to raise your standards for yourself as a teacher of teachers. And I don't take that as a light thing. I don't take that as, you know, I don't take this as a light calling. I think that this is incredibly important. And that's why this program has the prerequisites and is not just like, you know, other programs where there is a link. And if you are feeling aligned that I just, you know, that I am then you're, the invitation is there for you to just come into the program. We want to make sure that it is a mutual thing. And for the people who are, and I will just say this, I hesitated about saying this publicly because I didn't want people to feel like I didn't want people to be offended if they were not a part of this group. But I'm all about, you know, being real. I offered to my Manifest Your Magic Moon goddesses a pay what you wish for this program. Okay, this program is. So I have some programs that are very inexpensive, some programs that are more expensive. This program is kind of halfway through on the more expensive range, but still not as the most expensive, but halfway through because of the level of commitment that I am going to be making it so that I can be fully present in the way that I need to with this program. But being that as it is, my Manifest Your Magic Moon goddesses, many of whom I see already here in the circle, I'm so excited about this journey with you, who I have had the opportunity to start to get to know for the past 4 months for some of you, longer for others of you. I feel I got the nudge that this is the next step for many of you. And so I want it to be, I don't want there to be anything that, I wanted to remove any hindrance for you that says, I can't do it right now because whatever. So there is a pay what you wish link for those people who have already made a commitment to stepping into their power, a commitment to stepping into their greatness, a commitment to their divine potential. And so I'm excited. I'm excited that so many of you, it was because I was seeing all the notifications from so many of you saying, you know, oh my goodness, of course, this is what I've been waiting for. And for those of you who we've had other programs and other experiences together, I'm so excited for you too. This is so wonderful that we get to do this together. And so congratulations to all of you who are stepping into the full range of your power with us doing this work together. So before I go through the curriculum again, I just wanted to just show you this. So one of the things that you are going to be needing for this program is, and I'm going to be giving you a small shopping list of things that you may need. Again, if you, our ancestors worked with what they had. So there's never anything that you will need that will prohibit you from being able to do the program, right? So they had access to their crystals, even that they worked with, were not as polished and pretty as ours because things were not, they didn't have access to mining in the same way and refining in the same way. So they did their sacred work with rocks that they would find. So we will work with the elements and work with what is available to us. Okay, that is as our ancestors did. And that is a beautiful and a wonderful thing. Okay, so this is a goddess soul book. And I have this book here because I describe what it is. I'm gonna describe it for you now, but I just wanted to just give you, for those of you that need more information on what it is. On page 18 of the book, African Goddess Initiation, I talk about how to create a goddess soul book, okay? So you will be needing a book that could be just a plain notebook. This is the one that I really like. So this is the one I'm going to be using brand new for this specific program. And what it is that you're going to be recording your sacred experiments, your sacred rituals and readings, your sacred knowledge. You are basically putting together your own version of this, your own experience in the program. And this is going to be very important for you personally, for you to have as a personal recording of your work, but also because this is a certification program, I am going to, at the end of our journey, before as we move into your final initiation in this program, I'm going to want to see what you have done and be able to look through it. So this book I got on Amazon, and I will give you the link I love this. And there's also, for people who this is too big, some people like to have a portable version. They have different sizes. There are different sizes that are available. And I love this book so much. I will give you links. I will send out links with the replay of this conversation that I send out in about an hour or so. I will send out also links to this book. Okay. And by the time we start this program next Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for people who are watching it live and doing this program live, sessions will be Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I will also have a link within the portals so that you can see. So yeah, so here's just what it looks like on the inside. And I love the handmade nature of it and the ancient feeling of the documents. That kind of connection for me is really beautiful and important. And so I will walk you through using this in the program, you know, creating your own version of, you know, akin to like a grimoire or a book of shadows, or, you know, this is your goddess soul book. Your goddess soul book. So the sessions are about 60 minutes. The sessions in the program will be about 60 minutes long. Okay. All right. So yeah, so that is what this is. And again, you can find, if you're looking for more information specifically about that, you can find it on page 18 in African Goddess Initiation. Okay. All right. So you prerequisites for the course we have already discussed. Let me just see. I just want to just see if there are any other questions. Yes, someone says, I love the accountability. Yes, I think that it's really important for us to in a container like this, because we all know that life happens, right? Life absolutely happens. Right now, for each and every one of you who are watching this or watching the replay, you have 10 different directions you could be going in. And so it's important, and this is for you, all of you who will be holding space or who are already holding space for others already, you know, having a basis of accountability is incredibly important. Incredibly important. Yes, it does feel like papyrus. Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, so let me now go through the curriculum. I'm going to just go through the info page, and I did figure out that I can share through the StreamYard that I'm working with here. Okay, so here's another question. First, do we all get a certificate of completion? Of course, contingent on putting in the work lovingly. So if you are able to go through and answer one question for each module, showing that you have been lovingly doing the work and you are able to show me your goddess soul book, you know, again, it doesn't have to look like this. I don't know if I said that. It can be any kind of notebook. I just want to make sure we say that. It can be a regular, you know, what we call a marble notebook. It can be any kind of notebook. Okay. But showing me that as your, because everyone's not going to be able to show up live. Again, that's not a mandate. You can do the entire program watching the replays, if that is what you need to do because of work or school or life, that is perfectly fine. Then you get the final initiation, I would not call it, it's not a completion certification. So the answer to that is no. Everyone doesn't just get the certification instantly afterward. When you are finished, there will be a quiz and you uploading your images, and then, you know, there is a certification granted. Okay, so hopefully that is helpful. Okay, all right, let me just look quickly and just see if there are any other. If I missed your question, please put it in again, just in case. Okay, all right. Okay, so let me just move forward. Okay. So let's share the screen. And yay. And look at, all right, this window here. Boop. Okay, so just someone just verify for me that you're able to see the screen being shared here. Okay, all right, great. Okay, so this is the info page. The link is in the comments, but I'm gonna go through it with you just in case. It's helpful to be able to go through things with someone. All right, so let's just go through the curriculum. So, okay, so this part is important because it's who this is for. So I start off with, you are the one that you've been waiting for, which is true on so many different levels. And this program is for way showers, spiritual healers, light workers, mystics, shaman, creatives, thought leaders, coaches, healers, and spiritual practitioners. And your designation may not have even been in that list, but if you are watching this, then I am probably talking to you. All right, so let's just go through what our different initiations are. Okay, so we begin with the root chakra work of activating and opening your ancestral Akashic records, okay? We then go on to divine feminine goddess sensual magic. There will be homework assignments. There will be assignments. There will be experiments that you are going to be required to do. Okay. All right. Okay, good. All right. Then from there, we go on to manifesting secrets for your miracles, magic, and mojo. This is going to be also an important week because you embodying your priestess power is you being full of your joy and happiness, you being full of your health and well-being, you being full of your prosperity and your money energy. So you activating all of these energies, your well-being, your intuition, your intuitive energy, all of those things, you activating all of those things in yourself is necessary for you to, you don't want to show up wanting to hold space for other people in your own brokenness and brokenness and broken downness and broken upness and all of that energy that is separate from you reclaiming who you are. All of that energy of you still, let me just give it to y'all a little bit of it now, you still existing in the illusion that you are anything less than divine. You still existing in the illusion that you are anything other than fully loved. You still existing in the illusion that you are anything but magnificently beautiful. You still existing in the illusion that you are anything other than worthy. You still existing in the illusion that you are anything other than creative, a creative genius you are. You still existing in the illusion that you are anything other than wealthy and prosperous. Okay, so that's not where you want to be. Where you want to be is in full embodiment of your creative power, your sacred truth, your divine magic. All right. So that is what I mean when I say manifesting your miracles, magic, and mojo in this container. All right. Whew, yes. All right. Then we move on to meeting your spirit guides. And let me just share this with all of you who are here right now. Today I had a wonderful, wonderful conversation with someone about doing an in country for my American folks in the US retreat that's going to be in the southern US later on this year. And so if you are in this program, I'm not going to make it mandatory because I can't make it mandatory. I could, but I won't. But I really want you to, if you're in this, to be at that in person so that we could be able to work together and I could be able to experience, you know, working with you further in person when that comes up. So I'm just putting a bug in your ear. That is coming. That's coming. All right. Okay, good. And then we move on from meeting your spirit guides, which is, again, each of these, we could do a full-on course with each of these. And so that's why I'm saying that this is going to be intensive and require your presence. Because as you can see, these are not little light topics, okay? And more than anything, that this is, let's call this priestess certification one, because we're gonna need to continue to unpack and unfold the onion and go deeper with this magic. All right, so then we go into owning your voice and embodying your message as a spiritual leader. What do you do when people are sending you comments, calling you everything but a child of God and telling you, you know, what a horrible person you are because, you know, whatever it is? What do you do when people who you're related to are saying, you know, oh my God, why are you saying this? You know, like, what do you do when people are showing up and you know that you are showing up fully as your authentic self and people are saying, oh my God, you're a fraud. People don't believe this. Why would you do this? What do you do when you're doing that? You know, so when they're doing that, so owning your voice, embodying your message as a leader, what does that mean? So let's step into that. Okay. And then from there, we go into awakening your intuitive psychic power, your gifts. All right. Yes. Okay. And from there, we move into, and to be honest with you, I thought about for a long time about making this program a year-long container, but I know that, you know, from just the nature of working with folks, that it's hard for people to be committed for a year because of life. So that is why this is the structure of this. Okay, so then we go into soul retrieval, bringing you back to yourself, being able to do this for yourself and for others. Incredibly powerful shamanic work. Deep and sacred shamanic work. Okay. And from there, we move into secrets from the sacred, channeling, doing readings, and spiritual medium consultations. Okay. All right. Excellent. And again, you can see all of this on the info page. If you have already signed into or been added to your learning portal, the curriculum that's currently in there will look a little bit different than this because it has evolved from when it was first uploaded. Don't worry, that will be all updated by the time we begin. Okay? All right. Okay, good. And from there, we move into holding space at retreats, rituals and ceremonies. Okay. And then we have your initiation as a sacred earth priestess. So that is the last official session within this, where everyone is participating in that. And then you will hand in your work and your show your images from your soul book and whatever it is that is going to be a part of that, okay? And then the bonuses are, there's one bonus for people who invest in full. So people who pay completely in full, the bonus is the channeling your own oracle deck, channeling, creating, and selling your own oracle deck. Intensive is a bonus for people who pay in full. And for the bonuses for everyone in the program are packaging up your gifts and sacred offerings. That's just a one session. And then there's also another one session, miracle marketing and soulful selling for sensitive beings. Okay, so let me come on back over here. Let's see. And if you see this in the comments, if you can't see this, the link in the comments, or you're watching this after somewhere and you cannot access the link, I'm going to pin it to the top of Woman. If you go to womanifesting.com, don't go to the site that's here on the back of the book, because that's not correct. But if you go to like manifesting.com, if you go to womanifesting.com, and you just, I'm going to pin it to the top under, it'll say something like work with me or something like that. And you can just click that and be able to go to the info page. Okay. All right. Okay, good. So let's see any questions. Yes, Goddess Phoenix says, already lost some folks. Okay, well, we wish them love. We wish them love. We wish them love. Send them lovingly forward on their way. All right, so here we go. So, yay, I am grateful for all of you as well. Let's see. Oh, thank you for this question. So someone wants to know, and I've been getting a lot of, I will find out for you what is going on with Spanish products, because we're getting stuff in French and in Portuguese, and it's odd to me as well that we don't have Spanish yet, the cards, etc. So if these are your questions, email them also to Hay House. Because you sending them to me and then me coming to them and saying, hey, this is what people are saying, that's one thing. But them getting it from you, actually, the best way to probably do it is if you go to Amazon and whatever the product is, asking that question there. In addition to telling me, I'm glad that you told me. In addition to telling me, I'm just saying that it adds more weight and more credibility to Hay House to say, oh, okay, wow, let's get a move on getting this stuff in Spanish. Because I agree, we absolutely, absolutely do need, you know, to have this work in Spanish. So thank you for asking. Thank you for saying that. Okay, let's see. Okay, someone says, the moon circle and priestesshood package, that is it. Did I get the one-on-one stuff? I don't know, because I don't have your links in front of me or know your official name. So send an email so that I can look at and see exactly what you purchased. But if you purchased the Moon Circle and the Priestesshood package, then you are absolutely in. Okay. I don't know whether did you purchase that? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know your name. I don't know. I see that it says beautiful destructious. I love that. But I need to know who you are and be able to see it in front of me. So someone please put in the comments, abiolaabrams@gmail.com, abiolaabrams@gmail.com, so that we could be able to look at that with the information in front. Okay. All right. Let's see. Okay, I've been getting this question a lot. Someone's saying, you know, will I be writing a book specifically for Secrets of the Ancestors as I did with the Goddess book? I have been working on one, yes. But the question is, when would it get to you? It's probably faster for me to bring out a workbook or something because we've got books backed up in the queue. So the best book right now is the guidebook that is in here. Because this book is for this year, and then the book for next year, which I'm really excited about, is the Universal Laws book. And then, so in order to get it to you sooner, and like I said, there will be a printable journal that is coming. And so that's what work with what is in here, which actually don't let the size of this fool you. This is very, very powerful. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Thank you. And again, it's always great to ask me these questions, but it's also really, really important and powerful to ask these questions on Amazon, where I know Hay House is looking, so that they will look and say, oh, okay, we do need her to bring out the ancestor book sooner. Because I could get it out sooner. Like this, you know, is all like activated and like coming through my womb. So I could get it to you right now, but it's the question of, you know, the beautiful people who I work with, who I'm honored that they distribute and help my work come into the world. Someone wants to know, will I ever create a tarot deck? Yes, absolutely. And actually, if you are, I feel like it's interesting. I was shocked that with this book that there are this with this deck that my ancestors created tarot references in this deck. So if you are familiar with the major arcana of the tarot, It's here in this deck. And so it feels like they are pushing me to that path. So yes. All right. There we go. AviolaAbrams@gmail.com. Thank you, goddess. All right. Let me just see any other questions. Okay. She bought it at the beginning of the year. Okay. Is it possible if you could just drop me an email so that we could just be able to pull up your thing and just look at it? Just, it would be very, very, very helpful. I would really appreciate it, because a lot has happened from the beginning of the year. And unfortunately, I wish that I could memorize, you know, every single person's, you know, path and their, look at their YouTube name and know exactly who they are and all of that. But, you know, let's see. All right. Okay. And if you, oh, let me add this. If you have already purchased one-on-ones, because a lot of you have, and then you hold on and hesitate to book them, all right? I know a lot of y'all I'm looking at. Please contact Goddess Jo and get on the calendar, even if it ends up being in July or September or whenever, because of my calendar. But I need you to just do it and just be in the calendar. Okay, even if the session ends up being scheduled for September, I need you to just get in the calendar, because my calendar is kind of crazy. Okay, so if you have, please, please, please do that. All right, don't just hold on to them, book it. All right, okay, good. All right, let's see. Other questions? Good. Thank you for asking. So the first day is next Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let me see what that date was in the email. It is Friday the 26th of April at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You don't need to be present, because I know that a lot of people, you work, you're in school, you're a mom, etc. So if you miss a session, every single session within 48 hours, so usually on Monday for a Friday class, is uploaded. And so you could watch it then. Okay. So I would urge you to don't wait and let them pile up. You know, watch the sessions so that you can be current. Because a lot of times what happens is that people miss one, and then they show up live to the next one, and then there's a gap in your knowledge, and it's specifically designed in a certain way. So if you miss something, no worries. Watch it as soon as you can, if possible, before the next session. Okay? All right. Thank you, Goddess. Thank you so much for all of your support, for typing things in the comments for me. All right, let's see. All right, any other questions? Let's see. All right, let me pull a card for us as a circle. So this is already our card here as a sacred circle. For those who are listening rather than looking, I'm holding up the High Priestess card from the Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle, which is card number 2 in the deck. Again, just as in a tarot deck, the second card is the High Priestess, who was originally known as the Popess. The Popess. All right. So, which again should be in a Secrets of the Ancestors Oracle book. The Secrets of the Ancestors book, right? Okay. All right. So let's see, with all of this bubbling energy, what we are needing to know for next week. Wait, let me just share this with you. So if you can, before every session, I know it's not always possible because of people's schedule. If you can, because water is a great conduit and cleanser, in addition to the spiritual cleansing and smudging that we do, take a shower before each live session, okay? cleaning and cleanliness is a part of spiritual work as well. And I say that fully as someone who, you know, is arguably probably like a, you know, has hoarder tendencies and hoarder roots. Absolutely. But there's a difference between messy and unclean. All right. So doing cleansing where you release the energy of what was before you come into sessions. If that is possible, please do that. Okay. All right. Okay, good. So if you can do it right before, if it's in the morning, if that's what you're able to do, then do that. But if you can do it right before, please do it one right before. I know it's not always possible, but just do the best that you can. Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Thank you for your energy. Okay. Beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. The matriarch. The matriarch. I'm getting matriarchs, plural. Our matriarchs as a sacred circle are coming forward to say to us, yes, my daughters, you are in alignment. Nurture the harvest. And the harvest is each and every one of us and every person who our sacred medicine ever touches. Yes. Nurture the harvest. I'm going to read the message from the guidebook. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Wonderful. All right, let's see. All right, so here is what the guidebook is saying here. Okay. So this is card number 3 in the deck. You are fertile with possibilities. Type in the comments, fertile with possibilities. It's coming up a lot this week. Fertile with possibilities. You are safe and blessed. Have faith in your ability to bring forth beauty, prosperity, and harmonious relationships. Allow yourself to tap into your creative potential and explore creative outlets. Nurture yourself and others with kindness, compassion, and love. Free yourself from the need to justify your existence. That's a word right there. Free yourself from the need to justify your existence. Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely, absolutely fertile with possibilities. Okay? You are heir to the fortune of wealth that the matriarch ancestors bring. There we go. Okay. Will you allow yourself to receive your riches? Will you allow the blessings in? Will you allow the blessings in? The matriarch is depicted as a Maasai elder overlooking her beloved village of Burkina Faso. This ancestral energy is loving, charismatic, fertile, beautiful, nurturing, and rooted in divine feminine energy. The matriarch is deeply connected to Mother Nature, and you are the child wrapped in the safety of her loving bosom. You are the child wrapped in the safety of her loving bosom. Okay? Ancestral medicine. For many of your ancestors, vulnerability was not allowed. This is exactly what we were talking about earlier. Allow yourself now to be vulnerable in their honor and to honor yourself, my child. We are taking care of you and yours. Trust in the sumptuous abundance that surrounds you and cultivate gratitude for blessings. Type into the comments, gratitude for blessings. Yes, gratitude for blessings. Okay. If you are familiar with tarot, the tarot correspondent is the Empress. Okay. The declaration for this card is I am nurturing. Abundant and fertile with possibilities. I am nurturing abundant and fertile with possibilities. I am nurturing abundant and fertile with possibilities. Okay. I am nurturing abundant and fertile with possibilities. So we begin next week, Tuesday, I'm sorry, Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you are interested in joining this journey, go to the info page. I'm going to paste the link here again. You can find it at womanifesting.com or in your emails today if you're on my list. And see if it's in alignment. If it's in alignment, drop me an email, abiolaabrams@gmail.com, or just hit reply on any of my emails if you're on my list. And let's see if it is in alignment for you, okay? All right, so there we go. So this is what you're bringing, your version of that. And I will include the link to this exact book and the different versions of it in the email that I'm going to send out the replay of this with shortly. Okay? You are beautiful and you are so powerful. And if you were called to do this work, I say congratulations that you are stepping forward. And I am excited and honored to play with you on this journey. All right, so I will see you. Oh, and we're stepping into the energy of the pink moon in 4 days, the pink full moon. So it's gonna be beautiful energy to start with in this pink full moon energy. Yay. Ashe, 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 and deep bow to you. And thank you to the matriarchs for bringing us all together. Bye, my beauties. Yay. Priestess power.